Let's get into a couple of subjects. A lot of hot subjects going on here, and I'm going to start with the Long Island Railroad. That has been a biggie, of course. We get ready for the so-called Summer of Hell. No. Not a city filled with the Mets.
What a mess.
Come on, guys. In the control. They're talking about city filled. I'm talking about the Summer of Hell at Penn Station.
Yeah.
Because, from July the 7th through September the 1st, you're going to have this mass construction, everything else taking place.
Yeah.
Listen, I have had many a person on this on the phone line, Mitch Pally and a lot of governmental officials. It's been talk of discounts, maybe the discounts happening here from the construction period itself. But all in all, it's going to be a mess. I mean, Anthony, I'll throw it to you first. I mean, what's the deal? I mean, can you give discounts here to monthly riders? What do we do here?
I thought we just raised the rates constantly. You just raise, right? Didn't we just go up 6%?
We did.
We just went up 6%.
Yeah, you had the rate hike.
Absurd. Well, I think you got so many people involved with this. You need one person to step forward and lead this whole thing. Excuse me. I understand they just hired a new chairman, right? They brought somebody back who's in the airlines industry.
Delta Hopefully, Airlines. Yeah,
yeah. Right?
Yep.
Hopefully he's got some insight on how to go forward with this. The tracks are a mess. It's an antiquated system. If you've seen the pictures, you can't believe that trains actually go across that equipment. It looks like it's from the 1940s.
Yeah.
What's the answer? You got to have somebody step up. I don't think it can be Andrew Cuomo. You got to have a non-political person come in here and take charge, period. Step up and make some moves.
No question. Listen,
I agree.
We've asked maybe for an MTA takeover. Maybe the federal government has to do its job in this regard. I thought it was a good move with Wick Moorman kind of being shown the door, although he said he was a temporary guy until a replacement. Who knows what that's
all
about.
Happens
but
with
I think
that.
Enough pressures were put on somebody to make sure Richard Anderson, the new guy, comes in July the 12th. But all in all, a real mess down there.
Yeah, it is a mess. I mean, I've been sitting here wondering if it's not sabotage with all these track derailments and broken rails. Somebody's trying to have job security or create a bigger scene. I've never seen anything like it, and I'm so glad I'm not going back and forth in New York every day like I used to. It would be insane to be a rider. But I don't understand what the big problem is of giving people discounts. It's a very simple thing. I mean, you go into any store, and if you're going to get a sale or a discount, you're going to get it. Why does it have to be such a big deal? Give the people what they deserve. This is going to be such a mess. I have things that I usually do in the summer in the city, going in to see certain people, certain programs. I'm petrified of going in. I don't want to sit around in Penn Station or a track derailment or 3 or 4 hours or be told by the police, sorry, you can't go down to Penn Station and hang out. I mean, this is I've never seen anything like it.
Not with 600,000 angry Long Islanders coming in every day.
I mean, to be kicked out. So you got a street walk. It's not that you can't find places to hang out in Manhattan. I mean, really, there are times where it does happen. It's unforeseeable. You go to your favorite, watering hole, whatever it is. But this is just unbelievable. And somebody, I agree with Anthony, there needs to just be one person in charge who is competent and just manage it. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and you got to be assertive. I mean, let's face it, we have not seen that. Amtrak has way too many properties to be concerned with what happens around Penn Station. I mean, let's face it, there has to be something here. But all in all, listen, I had asked for 25%. Finally, that was the number. I know I heard 15% being bandied about. Nonetheless, I'm talking about the discounts for the construction period. Now, my thinking is, listen, you already had the rate hike back in March, 6 to 8%. Revert back to the rates prior, at least, and forego the upgrade as far as, what the tickets cost now. Don't just tell me you're only going to give the discounts for the construction period. Go back, make it permanent through December, and then review in 2018.
Yeah.
That's how you can say, sorry for all that has been happening here. We're going to take care of you. Anthony, that would be the right thing to do.
It seems like it would be the right thing to do, but I don't know if they can possibly pull that off. And there's talks about this discount is only going to certain stops, correct? Hunts Point, Green Point,
right.
And one or two
You still
got
to go to Hunts Point and the Atlantic Terminal for changing.
Yeah.
Correct. So they're only going to give you the discount if you're making those changes, correct, as it stands today?
Well,
it's got to go across the board.
Sometimes I say to myself, are you really kidding me? We're making this a lot more complicated than it really is. This is ridiculous. There's no reason that they can't give people $5 off, or even just as you said, just eliminate it for now. We're going to stall.
Eliminate it until you get everything back up to speed.
Figure out what you need to do.
This doesn't make any sense. It just shows that there are different levels of people's incompetence. That's all it looks like to me. This is out of control.
Crazy stuff. Let's see what happens there. Now, we just had Fred Thiel on.
Yeah.
Assemblyman out of District 1. They're heading back in the session to talk about this whole thing with mayoral control of the city schools and everything else. I mean, you know, anytime you can make Bill de Blasio squirm, in my opinion, it's a positive thing, Anthony Jackson. But when it comes to this control of the city schools, and you're going to tell me that charter schools are really the main topic of discussion in this regard, give me a break. Well, all that is happening with Betsy DeVos as far as the education commissioner and everything else down in D.C. Nobody wanted her to kind of lead the way here. I mean, this is an absolute disgrace. Heading back to session for this and not talking about sales tax and everything else, revenues for both counties, and a $300 million hole in 2018. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Mayoral control of the city schools? That's what everybody's reconvening for back in Albany?
We got to look at our governor and what his task in all of this. I mean, what's his control on this now? Where does he stand with this? Now that there's no mayoral control, who has control of this?
I'm sure there's a couple of asterisks of other points there that they're going to be discussing that I don't think they really want us to talk about. But first off, a shout out to East Hampton and the locals. I mean, listening to that, that whole airport noise problem.
We're going to get to that in a second.
Oh man, that's not right.
Janine's reading the topics on my paper.
Oh, there we go. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
But the mayor control of the city schools. I mean,
Listen. I do agree with that for right now. Somebody's got to oversee it until things get worked out. But as far as calling a special session when there are lots of other things that haven't been addressed, I'm hoping that the governor is really going to look at it. I mean, let's face it, he's looking at running for something else. That's all
he's
I
got
can
a 2020
say.
Platform well, agenda. Listen, we all know that. It's there. It exists.
You got to put Mario Cuomo's name on a bridge. You have
that's
to raise.
To me, that's important.
You have to raise marriage from 14 to 17. I get it. And then, of course, you know, you have to have the free college tuition and everything else in place. I get
that. Seems
I get
so
what you're
important.
Trying to do.
Seems so
Governor,
important.
As far as 2020 is concerned on the White House, I understand.
Yeah, we need more bridges. We need new lights, LED lights. That's important to me also, that these new bridges that are coming up look beautiful. Fantastic.
But can you give me a comprehensive ethics reform package of some sort here?
Yeah,
wow,
well,
that's a lot to ask for. Well, I mean, that's insane. Right.
You know, that not means the case looking here. At everybody. That means looking at him included.
Not the case. You bring up a very important subject as far as noise pollution and what's happening in East Hampton and the U.S. Supreme Court negating a whole bunch of stuff here, Anthony Jackson. But nonetheless, folks, and Fred Thiel made a good point. It's not just about the folks who live just a few minutes outside of that airport. Yep. In the Hamptons, you know,
it affects us all.
Folks like me, the North Fork, you, Janine, the whole nine yards.
It does.
Listen, the helicopters and everything else, we don't want to hear it. We're relaxing and everything else. Take another route, South Shore over the water, please. Not the case.
Right.
FAA has been non-existent here as far as people crying out for answers. Terrible job. It's
interesting. I did speak with the FAA last week regarding the noise over Rocky Point alone.
Look at you.
The cut through. With the helicopters that come across the sound, it must be beautiful. They must do like a tour. They fly over Port Jeff Harbor, Mount Sinai Harbor.
Well, you know, you get the rich socialites. You know what?
Right.
I don't want to fly that route. I want to go north. It's faster.
It's
get me
faster.
There, here.
It's more scenic.
Money
it's
talks.
Whatever. It's loud. It's obnoxious. It's I've had enough. So I did call. They did return my call. The FAA told me that I live too far east to be complaining.
Well, at least
about
the FAA
this.
Answered you.
Correct. They did do that. I live too far east outside of JFK and LaGuardia and Newark to even be having a formal complaint. I said, come to my house on a Saturday or Sunday and listen to these helicopters fly over my house, rattle the pictures off my walls, scare the dog, wake the wife.
That's amazing.
All of that. It's insane.
Wow.
And it's changed a little bit. I've seen a slight change over the past two summers, but they're back in action over the sound again. I don't understand.
Tough deal, Janine.
I would not have thought of that. I would not have thought that that would have been their answer, especially with this case
I
going
saved
on.
The message. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I do after this. That blows my mind. I mean, what I really am upset over is the fact that the locals really aren't being heard, and it is an issue about money. And one is not going to stop being an issue about money and really about people, everyday working people who have to get up, have to go to work, who don't have the means to afford this kind of abuse, because I think that it's what it is. It's abuse, and it's just now become abusive. They're crying back and saying, wait a second, stop it. And the abusers are saying, well, there's nothing you can do because we pay more.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's ridiculous.
That's a good point.
Is what's happening here. This is ridiculous, and we're going to see more and more of it in small towns. And if we don't nip it in the bud, which is what they're trying to do, then I don't know. I think I might be looking to move.
Well, listen, you know, that seems to be the case, because it's bad enough we got to fight traffic and everything else.
Yep.
When we head out to the beaches and the farms and everything, that's great, the wineries. But we don't want to hear the noise all the time here.
And another noise thing with the FAA, my complaint was the small planes, the Cessnas that do loop-de-loops around the houses and they're stalling their engines and practicing their altimeters and all of this nonsense. We had 14 plane crashes last year in Suffolk County alone. One of them landed on Rocky Point Beach an hour and a half after I was out there with my family on a Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m., I mean, you know, if somebody's not looking out for us, what are we going to just keep having this continue? We had the Patchogue crash last summer that just, it's close to home,
too many.
Jay.
Way too many, and we got a lot more to discuss. Gangs, drugs, healthcare, all coming up. Part two, Vecchio, MIA, Anthony Jackson, Janine Tinsley, short break, and come
here
right back.
103.9 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
And we're back at 808. It is now time for part two of Listen Around Table. Already had a couple of fine topics put out there, all regarding the LIRR and Albany and the FAA and noise pollution and everything else. All great stuff that Mr. Robert Vecchio had missed. The fine president of the William Floyd School Boards Association. Hey, listen, we'll take him on the phone. Doesn't have to be here. Right, Vec?
Listen, when you're a radio diva, you know, you do this every time.
And, of course, he has his fine, fine show on Saturdays. What time again, sir?
10:30 every Saturday morning. Spotlight on Long Island schools.
And it's great stuff. There are also Anthony Jackson here, Rocky Point Schools, and, of course, the lovely Janine Tinsley.
Hello.
Social worker extraordinaire. Out in the East End, always does a fine job with
that. Well, thank you.
Great stuff there. Bob, a plethora of topics. What do you say we continue, sir? And
sure.
I'm going to continue. You know, you got a lot of highly contested spots right now as far as positions here in Suffolk County. And one of which, ladies and gentlemen, is the district attorney's post. You have an individual who, after 15 years, has decided he has had enough. Therefore, we had a frenzy of candidates, and really down to about three. You got two in Ray Perini, and William Ferris probably will battle it out in a primary for the GOP side of things. And then you have Tim Sinney, who is the Suffolk County Police Commissioner. Now, there's been a lot of talk, Bob Vecchio, regarding, you know, holding two posts. You know, you have the situation of a man trying to run the police department, and we know there is a lot of stuff happening within that. But he's also put his hat in the ring. As soon as, 5 minutes, I don't think, elapsed when Mr. Spoda said, you know what, I'm not running again, walking off into the sunset, that's when you had Tim Sinney throw his hat in the ring. So the big question is, is it ethical? Is it ethical for a guy to really hold the post and then vibe for a spot? Although he told us here on LI News Radio, no fundraising. He has somebody else handling all the details of his campaign. Is it ethical from everything we have seen in the past regarding government and positions and campaigns and everything, elections, and we have seen the corruption and everything else here? I mean, what's your take here?
It happens all the time. You have state officials running for federal posts. You have town officials running for county posts. I don't see the big deal. I think it could be separated. What I am most pleased about is that finally, after several election cycles, the residents of Suffolk County will actually have a choice one way or another for district attorney. And with, you know, two very, very qualified candidates. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about Mr. Ferris, but Mr. Perini and Mr. Cini are two fine quality candidates. And mm-hmm. the public will finally have a choice, which we haven't had the last few election cycles with cross endorsements and everything else. So I don't see that it's a big deal that he's the current police commissioner running for DA. Again, we see it all the time with elected officials running for one office or another while he's still serving another. So I don't see it as a big deal.
All right, Janine, listen, you can make the case it is a big deal because, let's face it, this commissioner has a lot on his plate between the gangs and the drugs mm-hmm. alone. I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to have the mindset and everything else. You can't tell me he's not thinking about this post, even though you have a guy, David Kelly, who's handling everything here. Is it an ethical? Is it the right thing to do? Is it something maybe a lot of people have suggested? Listen, you want to run for DA, step away from the commissioner's post here. What do you think?
I understand what Bob is saying, but I do think it is hard to separate it. Quite honestly, I was surprised that he decided he was going to throw his hat in. I mean, you know, you just got a position. You said you wanted to do this. This was your focus. And I get a little disappointed when they jump from positions to positions. Why don't you just stay there, prove yourself for a while, enjoy it. Take a job, do it for a while. And
is there any indication he hasn't done his job?
No, I'm saying he's doing a good job. I don't want to say that he's not. I just think, why move? Why does it always have to be a step to something bigger and better? Just do it. That's just what I see. I think everybody jumps around instead of really devoting themselves to one thing for 5 or 10 years.
Now, one could make the case, Mr. Vecchio, that he has done a pretty good job as far as the drug topic is concerned, as far as the gangs, you know, maybe letting down the guard a little bit. There's been a lot of faux pas along the way. We know that. We'll get to that in a second as far as the main topic here. But you can make the case that, you know, listen, everybody remembers that fine optic of him pretty much pounding his chest, saying we're coming to get you, the whole nine yards here regarding the gang stuff. And then all of a sudden, 8 days later, four people show up in a Central Islip Recreation Park. So in essence, you know, he's got a lot on his plate here. You know, the big question is he fully focused as far as being a commissioner of this police department in tough times?
Well, I would think, you know, he walked into a police department that was in need of some new leadership.
Yeah.
That he gave. And listen, I don't know him very well. I just think he's done a good job as police commissioner, certainly. I think a serious, significant change at the district attorney's office is needed. Certainly, police commissioner and DA work hand in hand. And I am just excited for the fact that you have two highly qualified candidates running for this office and that we have a choice. I am more happy about that than that. Trying to split hairs and make an issue whether he should be running for one office while doing another. Listen, you know, time management, you work at night, and from a political standpoint, he knows, you know, he's rolling the dice because if something goes really bad as police commissioner, it'll impact his race as DA. So he's kind of taking a risk, too. The safe thing to do would be to sit back and just focus on the one. And reverse is true. If he does well, it'll help his campaign. I'm just excited that we have finally have a choice of two highly qualified
candidates. Don't go, Tim. Don't go.
All right, let's let Anthony Jackson get a shot here.
I'd have to agree with Mr. Vecchio. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Anthony.
I just, you know, after working with Commissioner Cini's office direct with this whole heroin epidemic and crisis and whatever you want to call it these days, he's been accessible. He's on point. He's direct. He's offered his staff to me. I've seen him mm-hmm. out in the field doing his job. Mm-hmm. He's a motivated, talented young guy. Regardless whether the legislator's crying about the fact that he said he wasn't going to run, too bad. Get over it. You know what? You got a young, talented guy here who is able to multitask, and I can only say that because I'm dealing with the guy firsthand.
I've dealt with both Mr. Perini and Mr. Cini, and I got to tell you, I'm excited that they are both stepping forward to offer their services.
That's a good point, Bob, because really, who was going to go against Boda? He's been uncontested for so many years. You kind of like you're just stuck with the guy. He's an old guy. His time has passed. He did what he could do at the time. The police department fell apart. You know, you had the Gilgo Beach murders.
Idea.
There were so many different angles to his office where he finally took a good look and said, I'm done. I had enough. Yeah. Let's leave it to the young guys. So you hope that the young guys can step up and make a change. We are in crisis mode here on Long Island. Yeah. When are our politicians and lawmakers going to realize that we got kids dying every single day? I don't know about all the other towns. I hear bad news, but in Rocky Point, it's critical. We need the help of our lawmakers. We need the district attorney to convict, and we got to get rid of these liberal judges and get some conservatives in here who are going to look out for us Long Islanders, the constituents who these people work for. And I believe you're going to get that in Tim Sweeney.
All right, I want to tackle the gang topic. Listen, we saw the attorney general here, Bob, about a month ago. Jeff Sessions made his way to Central Islip. Right. We saw the congressional hearings back on the 20th, Peter King and company.
Right.
Had a lot of people here. You have the ICE guy who's managing the whole thing regarding customs. You had the FBI director, Bill Sweeney. I mean, everybody was here. Tim Sweeney on the panel, the whole nine yards, okay? So, in essence, you know, there's been a lot of light shed as far as the gang problem, let alone the action. You kind of get a sense that people are paying attention here now. Some will say, you know what, a little too late. What happened way back in time when we all saw MS-13 coming into the way here and a gang task force was dismantled for some unknown reason? We've had people here to talk about it. A little too late, nonetheless, being discussed. What's your take on things?
Well, listen, you know, what was done was done. I want to focus on what needs to go forward, right? Mm-hmm. The fact that there's a lull in the action, there's probably a lot of things going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of from an investigative standpoint or just gathering intel and everything else. Yes, the gang task force was dismantled, and who knows why. But at this point, I'm not going to Monday morning quarterback how we got to today. I'm more interested in what we're doing going forward. I want to see results. Communities need to see results. What's been going on in the third precinct and the first precinct in Suffolk County, you know, is alarming for everybody countywide, because if it's happening there, it'll be starting to spread elsewhere. And we have to be proactive, not reactive, right? Too oftentimes people just want an instant reaction, instant satisfaction. We need to do something that's long-term, sustainable, and in a proactive manner.
And speaking about being proactive, you know, you talk about this whole thing, Anthony Jackson, regarding the unaccompanied minor program, deportation, sanctuary cities. This all plays into this wide topic. These kids coming in from these countries, El Salvador, everywhere, Costa Rica, I'm telling you, everywhere, and somebody's been dropping the ball here, and then you hear of all this stuff. And people want to get on the travel ban and Donald Trump. Well, you know what? You see reasons why, though. You can make the case.
Absolutely. I think this unaccompanied minor thing coming through is a joke. You got, I think there was 20 kids that came across in this last bust of 45 guys 2 weeks ago. 20 of them came in under the radar. They walked across our border. They said, wah, 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 please help me. I'm a victim through all of this. I don't agree with it. I think that you have to enforce what's going on. You have to have travel bans. You have to have enforcement. And you have to be able to... Bob, I unfortunately disagree with when Levy cut those gang task force. That was a budgetary thing.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. You can't. That's where it started.
Yeah.
You can't just drop the ball and kick the can down the road and say, you know, we did this because we feel this is a better plan. The plan was there was lack of funding. Suffolk County's hurting for money. And you're going to take small positions like this when there's so much waste in government and say that you're
going to put one guy. This thing started back in the late 90s.
Yeah. Correct. So where were the lawmakers then when it was just starting to boil over? We waited till the boil over. We waited till the shooting at the pharmacy in Medford on Father's Day.
Yeah.
We waited till kids were murdered
six
in parks.
Ago,
we waited for kids that are dying on our streets every day, passing out in cars, driving the wrong way at us. It is insane.
It was open season.
I don't disagree as far as them cutting. You know, and that was a bad move.
It was a
bad
move.
But I'm more interested in what are we doing today and how are we going to fix it?
Well, hopefully that's where Sweeney steps up.
I agree, but that's where you have to go back to that. You made a mistake, and those programs need to be put back.
They're
I mean,
back.
I remember when my kids were doing DARE, and I remember when they cut it. I thought it was horrible. In fact, I'm very proud. At one point, my son, who was in fifth grade, won an award for that, writing about drugs. That when they took that program out, that's when these kids were vulnerable, and that's what we're not seeing here. Too. They are still vulnerable. There's no resources for them. There's nowhere for them to go. They may speak up and voice their issues and concerns of what's happening in their schools, what's happening outside in their community, and nobody is listening and is there for them. And if we don't put those things, that community resources, positions, and community funding back toward that, these kids have nowhere to go.
Well, Suffolk County is still involved. The police department is still actively involved with the school and the teachings. They're in the classroom. It's an SOR unit. It's not the
There's
same
no
as
crossover.
There.
There's got to be crossover, Anthony. You got to admit that. They've got to cross over to the community and the people who are affected and give them voices and
That's
opportunities to save
their
own. That's
where new administration has done. Tim Sini was at our civic meeting 2 weeks ago in Rocky Point, a little old shack up on the hill. The guy took an hour out of his time at 8 o'clock at night to come talk to the community because we were scared and we wanted answers.
Yep.
He provided that
See,
for us.
See, Tim,
direct.
Don't go. Don't go. You're doing a good job.
I'll tell you one
Stay
thing.
Stay right where you are.
Before we get out of here, I want to hit another one.
Help us out first.
People are scared regarding the drug stuff. Listen, Anthony, it was a couple of weeks ago in Nassau County. We saw the big busts.
Correct.
We also saw the big headlines regarding the overdoses in a 36-hour period. It was startling here.
22 of them.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, we focus a little too much on the Narcan, how great it is to bring one back to life. Great. And sometimes it kind of muddies the waters a little bit of the overall problem. Obviously, Rocky Point hit hard here. You and I know that, our hometown. Huh. What do we have to do more to get more involvement going here?
I don't know. I tell you what, I've met with every politician, legislator, lawmakers. I sat with the county exec's office, the health commissioner. I get the answer is this. This is a health crisis is what they turned it into, which is nonsense. It's not a health crisis. Taking a needle and sticking it in your arm is a choice. I'm sorry that there's kids out there that are dying from it, but it's not a crisis. But the health commissioner told me that this crisis, like any health crisis, has to run its course.
Oh, no.
How do you give that? That's an
answer?
Has
to run its course?
That's going to run its course. This is a flu? Is this a bird?
Janine, now you got the cocaine with the fentanyl. Now you got pot with the fentanyl.
You know,
what do you mean run its course?
You've got to. They've got to start putting funding out there where people like me and others can get out to the community and help. These people need they need therapy, they need support, they need
insurance companies
and
have to cooperate.
And it's
true.
Correct. They do. I mean, we're forgetting that these are all mental health department type organizational, whatever you want to call it. You've got to put money into it. It's not just one symptom. There are many symptoms, whether the person does have a mental health issue or the young people can't get through school, whether they can't eat, they're not working out, they're not healthy. There's a lot of variables involved, and they're not looking at that.
VEC run its course, what, for more deaths? The county already leads the state as far as overdose and deaths and everything else. What do you mean run its course? What else has to be done here?
Well, listen, you know, the state, the federal government did a great job of allowing insurance companies to deny access to treatment and care.
Right.
As a matter of fact, this past legislative session, there was a whole bunch of bills about access to treatment on an outpatient basis to deal with the opioid epidemic. And guess what? It was left on the table and hasn't been acted on. People should check out what was proposed up in Albany and some bills that were put forward that were left on the table, weren't acted on. They did a great job with improving access to inpatient care, but inpatient care is short-term, and it's the long-term sustainable treatment that needed to be done. And there were a whole bunch of bills to change the laws to get the insurance companies to open up the coffers to make sure people had proper access to care. And those bills, you know, everybody talks about, you know, the epidemic, but those bills were left on the table and not acted on, and that is disgusting.
It is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And where is our federal agents? Why is this garbage infiltrating us on an hourly level?
Where's the federal agents?
Anthony, drugs have come into this country for eons, right?
The borders, I understand.
It's our borders, though, Bob.
You know, opium is nothing new, right? Yeah. Opium,
correct.
You know, going back into the, you know, the 18th century and so on. The drug of choice has changed, has become more deadly. Mm-hmm. That's the difference nowadays.
Listen, it's
85% comes across that border. There's got to be something we can do.
In China, in the labs. That's where a lot of this fentanyl
and
is
coming
being
in from Afghanistan and everything. Right. You know, listen, it's access to care. It's cracking down on the borders. It's families rethinking priorities
right.
You know, spending
families.
More time together.
Absolutely.
As
good point,
Bob. Day up with activities
Yep.
All righty. Mr. Vecchio, always a pleasure, my friend.
Hi, Bob.
Yep.
We'll see you in July, all right?
Miss you guys, and listen, you know, we'll stick around.
Always a pleasure.
You take care, Bob.
Mr. Jackson, great to see you. Ms.
Always
Tinsley.
A pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
One of our
nice
favorites here.
Back.
Listen around table on a plethora of subjects this morning, and we will continue that talk next month with
Take care, folks. Have a great summer.